forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the game. It should happen any time.
Strange decisions.
So she pretty much started over. And a song like Shovel, a song about burying that inner critic, came out of the embers. Carrying a shovel. Dobson, who's played guitar with Beck and In the Shins, joins me to talk about walking away from a rented studio, having the confidence to embrace home demos, and what she ultimately realized what this record is about.
Welcoming the future by letting go of it.
It's Deep Sea Diver coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Always nice when it's early in the year and you find a record that you know is going to be your companion for the next several months, and Billboard Heart is one of those records. Stoked for you to hear that conversation with Jessica Dobson just a few minutes away from that. But first, two bands starting with the letter B, starting with the Blasters.
Well, you a soldier boy, all people with a limb, no music can they rock, just a thousand violins, they wanna hear some American music, they wanna hear that sound, that from the USA. Well, it can be sweet and lovely, it can be hard mean, one thing.
The second place game, competing for a chance in the state tournament, so definitely, definitely a game that means a lot for all of these teams. We got 43 seconds. Each of these teams are talking it over. We're going to have a little bit of an introduction here from our scorekeepers. Bristol Bay wearing black, Team Hope in white. Going to be a great game. Team Hope seated at the number 3, Bristol Bay, the number 7. We're going to take a moment here for the country league.
Yes, you ever knew. It's American music. It's American music. It's American music. It's the greatest sound that from the USA. Oh, well, you a soldier boy has to stop running his tracks. When he hears a crazy beat, he turns a double spike because they're playing American music. How the whole world digs that sound from the USA.
For a chance in the state tournament, so definitely a game that means a lot for all of these teams. We got 43 seconds. Each of these teams are talking it over. We're gonna have a little bit of an introduction here from the scorekeepers and Bristol Bay wearing black, Team Hope in white tonight. Going to be a great game. Team Hope seated at the number 3, Bristol Bay. The number 7.
And I want it. And you got it. So much. I'm crazy for your touch. Your touch. Your touch.
Thank you.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. When do you walk away from something that isn't working? That's the question Jessica Dobson was asking herself while tracking her band Deep Sea Diver's new album. Now here's the caveat. She was standing in a recording studio in Los Angeles, and it wasn't her own. So she weighed the investment against what her inner voice was telling
her
and made a call that would radically change that new album, Billboard Heart,
Will Palmer.
Scrapping almost everything and starting over. Today,
Troy
Dobson,
Cannon.
Who's played guitar with Beck and In the Shins, joins me to talk about letting go of the inner critic and getting back to her kid self, making the biggest and most dynamic record to date. Our session begins with a live performance of a song about battling your inner critic. It's called Shovel. Here's Deep Sea Diver on World Cafe.
Number 31, Elliot Farms. And our starters for tonight. Captain, number 1, Logan Diapano. Number 4, Captain Michael Poole. Number 15, another captain, Brennan Larson. And number 34, the big man, Robert Thompson. King Cole Two Jacks are coached by Ricky De La Cruz. And that's it for our player introductions here for Allsworth. Teams are going to talk it over just a little bit briefly and then take the court. Some pretty insane games thus far. Bristol Bay winning earlier today against an alien to get this spot in the semifinal game for the second place tournament. Pinko also with a pretty decisive victory over Alien earlier today. The winner will advance to the next round of the Loser Bracket Tournament. Loser of this game will be eliminated from the regionals tournament and not have a chance to defend at the 1A State Championship game. Both teams on the court right now. Looks like 15, Brennan Larson, King of King Cole. Number 10, Aitu Nilo for Bristol Bay. And we are ready to start here. Ball's in the air, and the tip is off. Recovered by King Cole. They're going to start with possession here. Number 4, Michael Poole bringing it up. The other way, that's going to be an angel ball. So 0-0. Kinko not able to score on that first possession. Bristol Bay bringing it down the court. Number 15, Riley Overly over the ball. Looking for an open man. He's got somebody in the corner. That's Julian Trefon. Trefon trying to get it back to Aurelia, but it's going to go over the half court line. And officials are going to call that over and back. So turnover there for the Angels. Kinko. Brennan Larson inbounding for King Cove. He's got number 4, Jewel, who's going to get that inbound. Passing it to the left. Riley Wilson, number 3, passing it to the left.
Wilson, I'm blistered. And I'll take to my hands fall off.
Nevaeh Glocko, but he's going to step out of the quarter. Vizcocho with the ball. He's going to swing it. Gunderson. He's got it. Back across the court. Trying to drive in, but got his feet moving before the ball. So, travel ball on the Eagles. Head of coach ball. Jack Rodman, number 20, star player for the Lynx here with the ball. He's going to pass to the right. On the right side of the court. Pass is left. Drive inside, kick out, Jethron with the ball, back to Nevaeh. Nevaeh dribbles, three-pointer, draws some contact on that. Nevaeh's going to the line for three. So Nevaeh Glocko heading to the line. He's got 3 points here. If he can make any of these, it'll be the first point scored of the night. Glocko's first free throw is good. So Lynx are now on the board. Score is 1-0. Glocko's second shot here is good. For Glocko, 2 for 2 so far on the free throws. Third shot here by Glocko. Glocko's third shot, no good. Rebounded by the Lynx. Pass back out to Glocko. Three-pointer by him, and it's good. So Glocko, the only scorer for the Lynx tonight, 5 points on the board for him. Scores 5-0. Manicotic leading. Viscocho has it up top. He's looking for Tripp in the corner. Tripp, three-point attempt. No good. Rolled out of the rim there. Amaya Glocko with the rebound. Glocko to Jethron. Manaluk. Manaluk passing it around. Back to Jethron. Jethron working down low. He's got a man. Number 13, Keaton Pock. A nice assist there from Manaluk to get Pock some points. 7-0. Manicotic leading this one. Gunderson for Sandpoint has it up top. Rowdy Tripp in the corner. Tripp's going to pass it to Viscocho. Viscocho dribbling around the top. Back to Tripp. Tripp pump fakes. Back to Viscocho. Viscocho has the ball on the left side of the court. Back to Gunderson. Gunderson up top. Gunderson looking for a man. He's got Peter down low. Went for the jump shot, but it's no good. Contended there. Peter Kalugin trying to get something going. Manicotic with the ball. Passing it around the perimeter. Jethron Manaluk has the ball. Cross court pass from Jethron. Ball swinging. Some good motion. 3-point attempt by Manaluk. No good. Rebounded by Peter Kalugin of Sandpoint. Viscocho has the ball. Point guard for Sandpoint. He's bringing it up the court. Rowdy Tripp to Kalugin in the corner. Kalugin looking. Rowdy Tripp has the ball. Driving inside. Stolen by Navaya Glocko. And Manaluk had the fast break. Was trying to get the finish. Couldn't get it. Navaya Glocko looking for those putback points, but he's going to be fouled on the way up. So Glocko going to the line for the second time. My mistake. Looks like Glocko's basket was good, so this is just going to be an and-one free throw. Rowdy Tripp with the ball. He's going to pass to Viscocho. Back to Tripp. Gunderson has the ball. He's looking, driving inside to Viscocho. Viscocho driving. Kalugin from the short corner. No good. Rebound there by Jeremy McGlashan. McGlashan to Kalugin. Peter trying to get something going. Can't get it. McGlashan, some good hustle. He jumps on the ball. And Coach Brandon Smith's going to call a timeout for the Eagles. So score is 9-0. Manicotic coming fast and strong out of the gate. Our top player of the night so far has got to be Navaya Glocko. Glocko with Glocko with 7 points tonight. Doing it all for the Lynx. So both teams coming back onto the court after that timeout. It's going to be a Sandpoint ball under their hoop. Tripp inbounding the ball. He's got Viscocho in the corner. Viscocho three, no good. Rebounded by McGlashan. He's got it. Jeremy McGlashan and one put back there to get Sandpoint on the board. He's got a chance for a three-point play. McGlashan on the line, shooting one here. So far, the only points for Sandpoint. Score is 9-2. McGlashan's free throw is good. So score is now 9-3. It's a six-point game here in Port Allsworth. Manicotic with the ball. Jethron Manaluk driving to the left. Looking for a man. He's got somebody in the corner. Trying to get the give and go going. Couldn't get it. Stolen there by Sandpoint. Tripp passes it to Gunderson. Gunderson, pass to Viscocho. Pass to Kalugin in the short corner. Viscocho has the ball on the right side. Viscocho to Tripp. Tripp, no look pass inside. It's blocked. Jeremy McGlashan trying to get a short corner jump shot there. Manicotic trying to get a fast point break. And that's going to be number 13 for Manicotic, Keaton Pock. Fast break attempt there. And he's fouled on the ground. So, Manikotic with their ball under the basket. Manikotic inbounding the ball. Off with the ball. Pass out to Nanaluk. Jethron Nanaluk, three-point attempt is no good. Rebounded by Rowdy Tripp. Tripp's bringing it the other way. Score is 9-3. Sandpoint needs 6 points to tie this game up. And a turnover by Rowdy Tripp threw it right into the hands of the Manikotic player. We're going the other way. Nevaeh Glocko trying to get Jethron Nanaluk down low. But that ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be a Sandpoint ball coming the other way. So, Sandpoint with the ball, passing it around the perimeter. Gunderson, three-point attempt. No good. Manikotic with the rebound. And number 13, Keaton Pock, double dribble call on him there. So, Sandpoint ball once again. Jeremy McGlashan inbounding the ball for Sandpoint. He's going to inbound to Rowdy Tripp over to Gunderson. Gunderson back to Tripp. Tripp on the right side. Tripp back to Gunderson. Gunderson driving inside, drawing the defense. Kicks it out to Viscocho. Viscocho heading right. Viscocho. He's got Peter Kalugin in the corner. And Kalugin fouled on the ground by Jethron Nanaluk of Manikotic. So it's going to be a Sandpoint ball out of bounds under the basket. Gunderson inbounding for Sandpoint. Gunderson to Kalugin. Kalugin to McGlashan. Back to Gunderson. Gunderson on the left side. Gunderson to Viscocho. Viscocho three. No good. Rebound by Nanaluk. He's got a man deep. It's Glocko. Nevaeh Glocko looking for the fast break points, but couldn't get it. He's going to be fouled by Sandpoint on the ground. So, looks like the refs are going to change that call. Actually, a shooting foul on Glocko. Oh, excuse me. Looks like we're in the bonus now. So, five fouls committed by Sandpoint, putting Manikotic in the bonus. So, that means two free throws from Glocko. So, first free throw, no good. Glocko going for the second one here. Score is 9-3. Manikotic leading by six. Glocko, second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Kalugin of Sandpoint. He's going to pass to Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy Tripp coming down the left side. Tripp fouled. Tripp driving inside, trying to get something going, but fouled on the ground. So Sandpoint ball out of bounds here. Score is 9-3. Sandpoint needs 6 points to tie this game up. Viscocho with the ball, driving right. Back to Gunderson up top. Gunderson to Tripp on the left side. A Tripp three-pointer. No good. Kalugin with the rebound, though. Peter Kalugin with that putback layup there. 2 points for Sandpoint. Score is 9-5. 2 minutes left. And a deep three-pointer from Donovan Glocko. 12-5. Manikotic leading this one. Gunderson looking. He's got McGlashan short corner, and he is fouled while going for a short corner jump shot. So McGlashan going to the line for Sandpoint. Jeremy McGlashan so far tonight with 3 points, hoping to extend that to five with two free throws here. Scores 12-5. Sandpoint losing this game. Jeremy McGlashan, first free throw is good. So, score is 12-6 now. McGlashan going for his second free throw here. No good. Rebounded by Jethron Nanaluk of Manikotic. He's looking down court. They got a fast break opportunity. Back to Jethron. Jethron taking it inside. Beautiful footwork by number 20, Jethron Nanaluk, to get 2 points there for the Lynx. Manikotic set up in a zone defense here. Sandpoint looking for a shot. Jump shot by McGlashan. No good. Rebounded by Viscocho. Viscocho driving right. Jump shot from him. No good. Rebounded by Nevaeh Glocko. Nanaluk has the ball now for Manikotic. Passes it out. Number one, Donovan Glocko. Went for the three-point attempt, but it's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Sandpoint ball. coming the other way. Score is 14-6 with 1 minute remaining. Sandpoint ball. Gunderson with the ball. He's going to pass to the right. Back to Tripp. Tripp has the ball. A little miscommunication there by Sandpoint. He thought he had Viscocho on the right side, but he didn't. So ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be a Manicotic ball. Less than a minute remaining. Manicotic has the ball on the outside of the perimeter. Donovan Glocko with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Passes to number 13. Back to Glocko. Glocko driving inside. And Donovan Glocko going for the bucket, but he's fouled. He's going to head to the line and shoot two. Donovan Glocko tonight, number one for the Lynx, has 3 points. So, all around, pretty good team play by the Lynx here tonight. We'll see how this keeps going. Score is 14-6. Manicotic with the lead so far. 36 seconds left to play. First free throw by Glocko. No good. He's going for his second here. And second free throw is good by Glocko. So our score is now 15-6, a 9-point lead by the Manicotic Lynx. Ball coming the other way. Viscocho bringing the ball up for Sandpoint. Rowdy Tripp in the corner. Looking for a shot. Can't get it. He's going to pass it back out to Viscocho. Over to Gunderson. Gunderson to McGlashan in the corner. McGlashan to Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy Tripp going up. No good. Rebounded by Manicotic. Manicotic has the ball. 14 seconds to play in the first quarter. Manicotic passing it around. Jethro Nanaluk. Deep three. No good. Rebounded by Sandpoint. 5 seconds remain. Viscocho pass to Gunderson. Deflected by Manicotic. 1 second left. And buzzer beater attempt there by Donovan Glocko for the three-quarter shot. Court shot there. No good. So both teams are going to head back to the bench, talk it over with the coaches, get a little break before we head into the second quarter. 15-6, Manicotic leading by 9. Winner of this game is going to head to state. So far, a pretty close game. Manicotic having the lead the whole game. Our top scorer for Manicotic this quarter, number 3, Navaya Glocko with 7 points. Number 1, Donovan Glocko with 4. And Keaton Pock and Jethro Nanaluk with 2 each. On the Sandpoint side of the ball, only 2 scorers for them. Number 1, Jeremy McGlashan with 4 points. And number 42, Peter Palugan. A little bit different scoring pattern here for both teams. Jethro Nanaluk, we've seen having, honestly, a historic season for 1A basketball, averaging 36 points per game. He's only had 2 points last game of the tournament, dropping 44 points against the Tenalian Lynx. So definitely a player to keep your eye on. Rowdy Tripp, star player for the Eagles, averaging 16 points per game this season. So another player to keep your eye on as well. Manicotic with the ball. They've got it down low. Shot attempt there by Navaya. No good. That's going to go out of bounds. It's a Sandpoint ball. So Sandpoint inbounding the ball. They're coming the other way. Score is 15-6. Manicotic with the lead here. Viscocho passes it to Gunderson. Gunderson heading left. Rowdy Tripp can't hold on to the ball. It's going to be a turnover. Manicotic with the ball. Number 1, Donovan Glocko dribbling up. He's going to pass to the right. Back to Glocko. Nanaluk has it. Wow. What a move by Nanaluk. Pump faked it in the air, brought it down, and shot it all while still in the air. 2 points for Nanaluk, 17-6. Manicotic extending their lead to double digits here. A little pump fake there by Gunderson. Got Nanaluk to jump. And that's going to be a foul called on Jethro Nanaluk. So, Sandpoint ball on their side of the court. Viscocho pass to Gunderson. Gunderson has the ball. Jump shot from Gunderson. No good. Rebound by Navaya Glocko. Glocko has the ball heading right. Glocko taking the ball inside. And the short corner shot from Glocko is good. Navaya Glocko, number 3 for the Lynx, has got the bucket. 19-6 here in Port Alfred. Rowdy Tripp pass to Viscocho. Viscocho to Gunderson. Gunderson back out to Viscocho. 3-point attempt from Viscocho. No good. Rebound by Nanaluk. Nana looks going to go to Glocko. Glocko looking for his teammate down low. They're going to pass it out. Back outside to number one, Donovan Glocko. He's going to pass to Jethro Nanaluk. Step back three from Nanaluk. No good. Rebounded by Sandpoint. 19-6. Manicotic leading. Rowdy Tripp taking it inside. Looking for a foul on that one, but couldn't get it. Rebounded by Manicotic. Manicotic has the ball on their side. Navaya Glocko pass to the left. Donovan Glocko pass to the corner. A little jump shot from Jethro Nanaluk. No good. Rebounded by Manicotic. Number three, Navaya Glocko with a three-point attempt. No good. Sandpoint's got the rebound and a foul called there on number 23, Rowdy Tripp. So that foul was on the ground. It's going to be a Sandpoint ball under the Manicotic basket. Foul on number 13 for Manicotic, Keaton Park. Rowdy Tripp bringing the ball up the court for Sandpoint. He's going to go to the right. Viscocho. Back to Tripp, to the corner. Kalugin's got it. Back to Viscocho. On the right side of the court. Kalugin up to the top. Rowdy Tripp driving inside. Floater from Tripp. No good. Rebounded by Manicotic. Stolen by Gunderson. Gunderson taking it inside. A nice steal and dump there by Gunderson. 2 points for Sandpoint. Score is 19-8. Manicotic with an 11-point lead. Timeout called by Manicotic. Both teams are going to head back to the bench, talk it over. We have about 5.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. Some excellent play on both sides of the ball. As far as scoring goes, top scorers tonight, Navaya Glocko for Manicotic with 9 points, close to getting over that double digits range. For Sandpoint, Jeremy McGlashan, our high scorer, with 4, and our only other two scorers are Peter Kaluga, number 42, with 2, and Tyler Gunderson with 2 points there right before the timeout. So, overall, good team effort by the Lynx. Sandpoint struggling to score a little bit here, but starting to get into their rhythm. So, we'll see how this remainder of the second quarter goes. Sandpoint seated at the number 2 spot in this tournament, coming into the tournament with an 8-4 record, 6-3 in the conference. So definitely a strong team and has a good chance to make it to the state tournament this year. Both teams taking the court right now. It's going to be a Manicotic ball at half court. So ball is inbounded to Nanaluk. Nanaluk looking for Glocko down low. He's going to pass it outside. And that three-pointer is good. Donovan Glocko had it outside in the corner for a nice three-pointer. 22-8. Manicotic leading this game. Sandpoint has the ball passing around the perimeter. They've got Kalugin down low. Kalugin passes out to Tripp. Tripp driving inside. Back to Kalugin. Kalugin shot. Good. Peter Kalugin with 2 points. Nice jump shot from him. Manicotic ball. Jethro Nanaluk passing the ball around the perimeter. Navaya Glocko with the ball. Dribbling right. Nanaluk. Top of the key. Jump shot from him is good. Beautiful finish by Nanaluk there. 24-10. Lynx winning this game by 14. Sandpoint passing around the perimeter. No look pass from Viscocho to McGlashan. But McGlashan's going to step out of bounds, forcing the Sandpoint turnover. The Manicotic ball coming the other way. Jethro Nanaluk passing to the right. Back to Nanaluk. Nanaluk looking at the top of the key. There's a three-point attempt from Glocko. No good. Rebounded by Sandpoint. They've got an open man down low. It's McGlashan. McGlashan fadeaway jump shot. No good. Rebound by Nanaluk. Nanaluk picking it the other way for the Lynx. Nanaluk pull up three. No good. Rebounded by Peter Kalugin for Sandpoint. Rowdy Tripp has the ball now, taking it down the court for Sandpoint. Back to Tripp, over to Gunderson. Gunderson's got McGlashan in the short corner. McGlashan to Tripp up top. Tripp pulls up. No, he's going to pass to Kalugin. Kalugin, Viscocho. Viscocho to Gunderson. Gunderson on the left side of the perimeter, looking for Tripp. Trip to Viscocho, back to Trip. Trips about McGlashan in the short corner. He's going to pull up for a jump shot. No good. And Nevea Gloco trying to get that rebound, but it's going to bounce off his hands and go out of bounds, so it will stay a Sandpoint ball. A little bit of frustration on the Manicotic side here. Rowdy Trip from the corner. Is that... So a little bit of confusion there on that play. There was a out-of-bounds call, but the Fort Huron alien is too short, so they brought it back. Beautiful play there by Viscocho. Viscocho had the ball. Nicely placed pass to Rowdy Trip down low. He's going to go up for the layup, but is fouled. So Rowdy Trip heading to the line, looking for two free throws here. First one is good by Trip. Looks like Trip might have got poked in the eye or something. He's rubbing his face. But first free throw is good, so he's going to stay in the game here. Trip, second free throw attempt is no good. Rebound by Nevea Gloco. Gloco dribbling to the right. 24-11, Lynx leading this game. Gloco, pull-up jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Nanaluk. Nanaluk with the put-back bucket. 26-11. 2 minutes and 55 seconds remain in this second quarter. Sandpoint has the ball. Looking in the corner at Kalugin. Kalugin pass back to Gunderson. Gunderson to Kalugin. Kalugin short corner jump shot. No good. McGlashan with the rebound. He's going to pass to Viscocho. He's going to pass to Gunderson. Gunderson to McGlashan at the three-point line. McGlashan to Rowdy Trip. Trip driving inside. Jump shot from Trip. No good. Rebound by McGlashan. Back out to Trip. Over to Gunderson. Gunderson, three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by the Lynx. Official timeout called. Looks like one of the Manicotic players' shoes was untied, so the official calling a timeout here to let him tie his shoe. Make sure and we have a safe game here. Scores 26-11. Manicotic winning this game. About 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Jethron Nanaluk for the Lynx, dribbling it up the court. He's picked up his dribble. Looking to the right, he's got Donovan Gloco. Gloco swinging it around. Three-point attempt there by the Lynx. That was number 13, Keaton Falk. Rebound by the Eagles. Gunderson has the ball. Trying to get Tripp, but he slipped. Some frustration here on the Eagles' side of the ball. Stolen by Tripp, though. A nice defensive hustle by him. He's looking for somebody. Gunderson to the corner. Kalugin. Kalugin driving inside. Back out to Gunderson. Gunderson to Viscocho. Three-pointer by Viscocho. No good. Rebound by McGlashan. Gunderson has the ball. Back out to Viscocho. Over to Rowdy Trip. He's got Kalugin. Kalugin driving inside. Floater from Kalugin. No good. Rebounded by the Lynx. Nanaluk has the ball. Driving inside. A little dump there to his man, number 13, Keaton Park. Beautiful jump shot from him. So score is 28-11. 1 minute and 14 seconds remain. An official timeout here called. Looks like a player fell on the ground, creating a little bit of a slipping hazard. So officials are coming over with some towels to clean this up. 1 minute and 14 seconds remain in the second quarter, where we'll head into the break. Give you guys a little update of our scoring breakdown, fouls, and just a few different storylines from this tournament when we head there. Sandpoint with the ball. Viscocho, top of the perimeter. He's going to go Kalugin to the short corner. Kalugin to Trip. Trip to Viscocho. Viscocho to Gunderson. Gunderson with the three-point attempt. No good. McGlashan gets the rebound. Kalugin, short corner, jump shot, and it is good. Peter Kalugin's been the guy for Sandpoint tonight, 28-13. Manicotic with the lead. Manicotic has the ball. Gloco driving inside, number 3. Misses his shot, but he's going to get his own rebound and go back up for it. He's got it. Nevea Gloco, number 3 for Manicotic. He's got another bucket. Top scorer of the night. Sandpoint with the ball. 30 seconds remain in this second quarter. Rowdy trip with the ball in the short corner. Try the jump shot. Looking for a foul, but he can't get it. Nadaluk, fast break attempt. A little bit of a jelly move there, but couldn't get the finish. Standpoint has the ball. McGlashan, pass out to Gunderson. Gunderson to McGlashan. McGlashan went up for the shot, and he's fouled. So Jeremy McGlashan, number one of Standpoint, is going to head to the line. Two free throws here. Score is 30-13. Manicotic leading this game. So far, McGlashan, one of our only scorers for Standpoint, with 4 points. So he's got a chance here to get Standpoint a little bit closer in this game. First free throw by McGlashan is good. McGlashan with one more free throw attempt. 9 seconds remain in this second quarter. McGlashan's second free throw is up. No good. Rebounded by the Lynx. Manicotic taking it the other way. We've got 6 seconds. And stolen by the Eagles. Eagles have 1 second. Not able to get the shot out fast enough. So that is it for our first half of basketball. 30-14 Manicotic Lynx leading this game. 10 minutes here for the break. And both teams heading to the locker room. Going to talk it over, make some adjustments. So far, a pretty good game. We've seen some very good defensive play on both sides of the ball. As far as Manicotic goes, our top scorer tonight is number 3, Nevaeh Glocko, with 11 points, the only player on the Manicotic side to break double digits. So far, he's had quite the game. Free throws, putback layups, fast break layups, three-pointers. This guy is doing it all for the Lynx tonight. Number 20, Jethron Nanaluk, with 8 points. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he pops off in the second half. So definitely keep your eyes on number 20, Jethron Nanaluk. As far as other scoring, Donovan Glocko, number 1, with 7 points. And Keaton Pock, number 13, with 4 points. On the Standpoint side of the ball, our top scorer for the night is number 42, Peter Kalugin, with 6 points. Coming in at a close second, number 1, Jeremy McGlashan. And then our other scorers, Rowdy Tripp, number 23, usually the high scorer for the Eagles, but tonight only with 1 point coming out of the first half. Tyler Gunderson, number 0, with 2 points. So, Standpoint definitely needing a few players to step up here to get them back in this game. As far as fouls go, let's take a look at the Manicotic Lynx. Nevaeh Glocko with 1 foul. Number 5, Brandon Whitley with 3 fouls. So definitely a player to watch in the second half for any foul trouble. Keaton Park, number 13, with 1 foul. And Jethron Nanaluk, the star player for the Lynx, with 3 fouls. So foul trouble could definitely become an issue for the Lynx heading into the second half. As far as Standpoint, Jeremy McGlashan, number 1, has 2 fouls. Ryu Viscocho, number 4, with 2 fouls. Rowdy Tripp, 23, with 1 foul. And Peter Kalugin, number 42, with 1 foul. So, as far as Standpoint's doing, nobody really in some major foul trouble. Both teams doing pretty well, but definitely something to be watching in the second half. Jethron Nanaluk with 3 fouls. Foul trouble could become an issue for him pretty quick if he's not careful. Let's talk a little bit about Jethron Nanaluk. He has been the player to watch in 1A basketball this year, averaging 34.3 points per game coming into the tournament. This dude has done it all for the Lynx. Lynx having an incredible season, a 15-1 record. Their first loss, their only loss, coming in as their first game of the season. Have been undefeated in the region so far. Nobody has been able to touch them. And our favorites to take it to the state tournament. Standpoint making a good case for them to get to the state tournament this year. 16-point game. Really anything could happen in the second half, so we'll see. Nevaeh Glocko, number three top scorer for Manicotti, has also had quite the season with 14.8 points per game this year. So another great player for the Lynx. Lynx hoping to win this game, get a berth at the state championship game. On the Sam Point side of the ball, we've had some very good scores over there as well. Number 23, Rowdy Tripp, leading the team in points per game at 16.1 points per game. Having a few games in this tournament as well. His first tournament of the game against Bristol Bay, Rowdy Tripp had 31. So definitely a key player for the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 4, Ryu Buscocho, averaging 10.3 points per game this season. Point guard for the Eagles. Another player to be watching. As well as 42, Peter Kalugin, our top scorer on the Eagles side of the ball, averaging 10.5 points per game this year. Pretty good season for the Eagles. 6-4 overall, 6-3 in the conference. Eagles here hoping to get a berth at the state tournament. Definitely a possibility. We'll see what happens here in this second half. So, tonight, championship game going on right now, Manicotti versus Sandpoint. Winner of this game will get a berth in the 1A state championship tournament happening in 2 weeks in Anchorage. Loser of this game will head to the consolation bracket. So this tournament is set up as a double elimination tournament, meaning that you have to lose twice before you're sent home. So Sandpoint going undefeated in this tournament thus far. Manicotti going undefeated in this tournament thus far. Loser of this game will head to the consolation bracket where they will face King Cove for the second place game. So winner of that game will also get a berth at state. Top two teams out of this region head to state. So it should be a good game. If you want to tune in for that game, that will be playing tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. And King Cove versus loser of this game, winner of that game is going to head to state. So it should be a pretty good matchup we have tomorrow. 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining at the break. We are counting down the seconds here to the second half. Both teams are on the court, getting shots in, trying to keep the muscles loose. Manicotti with no one on the bench, everybody putting up shots, trying to stay dialed in. Sandpoint, a few players on their side putting some shots up, a few of them sitting on the breast, on the bench, resting, trying to get their heads in this game. Score is 30-14, 16-point game here in Port Allsworth. Going to be a good second half.
You're the one.
third quarter. Number 23, Rowdy Tripp. Number 3, Kaipo Kamingana. Number 4, Ryo Viscocho. Number 0, Tyler Gunderson. And number 42, Peter Kalugin. For the Lynx, number 15, Scott Tugatuk on the court. Number 20, Jethron Naniluk. Number 3, Nevaeh Gloco. Number 13, Keaton Koch. And number 1, Donovan Gloco for the Lynx. So Sandpoint ball at half court. Inbound by Viscocho. Gunderson has the ball up top. He's going to pass to the right side. Three-point attempt is no good. Rowdy Tripp with the putback bucket. 30-16 here in Port Allsworth. And a steal there by number 3, Capo Kaminga for the Eagles. Sandpoint able to get the ball back. Going to the corner. Viscocho pump fake. He's going to pass to Gunderson. Gunderson to the corner. Kaminga. It's good. Capo Kamingana for the Eagles has got a three-pointer. 30-19, 11-point game. Manikotic has the ball. Dribbling around the perimeter. Nevaeh Gloco. Three-point attempt is good. Manikotic Lynx, 32-19. Looks like his foot was on the line there, so it's going to be a two-pointer. Gunderson, three-point attempt for Sandpoint. No good. Rebounded by Manikotic. Manikotic has the ball. Number 13, Keaton Pock bringing it up. He's going to pass to Nevaeh Gloco. Gloco has the ball, driving right, looking inside. Floater from Gloco, no good. Rebounded by Scott Tugatuk. Tugatuk back to Naniluk. Naniluk, corner three-pointer is good. That's Jethron Naniluk, star player for the Lynx. Looks like his foot was on the line as well, so that's going to be a two-pointer, 34-19. Viscocho passes the corner. Peter Kalugin, that's been his money shot, the short corner jump shot. Peter Kalugin with another 2 points, 34-21. Manikotic Lynx with the ball. Nevaeh Gloco driving inside, looking for the shot. No good. Manages to get his own rebound, but fumbles with the ball a little bit. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Sandpoint ball. Looks like there's an official timeout here. Officials talking it over. Maybe some discrepancy with the score table. So officials talking with the score table right now, trying to make some adjustments. Still going to be a Sandpoint ball. And number 15, Scott Tugatuk, is going to come out of the game. So Sandpoint ball under the Manikotic hoop. Rowdy Tripp inbounding. He's going to pass to Gunderson. Manikotic with the full court press. They're going to get a steal. But Sandpoint's going to get it back. Rowdy Tripp trying to hit his man down court. Couldn't get him. Ball's going to go out of bounds. So Manikotic ball on the Sandpoint side coming the other way. Naniluk has the ball for Manikotic. Passes to number 1, Donovan Gloco. Gloco looking for a shot. He's going to pass to number 5, Brandon Whitley. Whitley to Naniluk. Naniluk back to Gloco. Gloco. Donovan Gloco with the ball. Naniluk, three-point attempt. No good. And number 0, Tyler Gunderson was going up for the rebound, but he is fouled while trying to get that rebound. So Manikotic here with a box full court press, adding some pressure to the Sandpoint Eagles. Rowdy Tripp with the inbound. He's going to pass to Viscocho, back to Tripp, back to Viscocho, back to Tripp. Looking for Gunderson. They've got a fast break attempt. Yes, good. Number 0, Tyler Gunderson with the fast break point. Score is 34-23. Manikotic Lynx have the ball. Naniluk passing inside to Nevaeh. Nevaeh out to the corner. That's number 1. Donovan Gloco with the three-pointer from the corner. 37-23. Sandpoint has the ball. Rowdy Tripp navigating his way through this full-court press. Passing to the right side. Sandpoint has the ball. Viscocho up top. Viscocho to the right. Gunderson back to Viscocho. Viscocho to Kalugin in the short corner. Kalugin taking it inside. He's got Tripp in the corner. Tripp, good! Rowdy Tripp, three-pointer from the left side corner. 37-26. Manikotic has the ball. Sandpoint applying the pressure here. Nevaeh Glocko driving inside. And Glocko is called for the travel. Took one too many steps there while trying to get to the rim. So Sandpoint ball on the Manicotic side. Manicotic bringing in this full court press. Tripp has the ball. He's driving up the middle. Going to pass to Kalugin in the middle of the court. Kalugin to the right side. Gunderson has the ball in the corner. Back to Tripp. Tripp on the right side of the court. Tripp passes to Biscocho. Lynx had the ball, but it's stolen back by Sandpoint. Tripp struggling to hang on to the ball. Looks like he hit his shin. Tripp is struggling to walk right now. Walking it off. Kalugin from the corner. Good. Peter Kalugin. High score for Sandpoint tonight. He's got a corner three-pointer. Scores 37-29. Manicotic in the corner. Number one, Donovan Glocko. Three-point attempt no good. Rebounded by Sandpoint. Ball's on the ground. Rowdy Tripp able to get the ball. Heading the other way. Rowdy Tripp showing some discomfort, but staying in this game. Tripp with the ball, going to the corner, Kalugin. Kalugin has the ball, drives inside, back to Tripp. Tripp, three-pointer is good. Rowdy Tripp, three-pointer, Sandpoint, making a comeback here, 37-32. Manicotic still with the lead. Jethro Nanolik has the ball, passes it up. And they have Glocko with the ball, number three, dribbling around the perimeter. Glocko driving inside. And there's going to be a foul on the ground here. So foul on Sandpoint, number three, Kamingana. So Pinto, sorry, Manicotic ball on their side. Inbound pass deflected by number four, Biscocho, but it's going to be a foul. So Manicotic ball under their basket one more time. Inbound pass to Nanolik. He's going to pass to number five, Whitley. Whitley's shot attempt is no good. Manicotic's going to get the rebound. Another shot there from Donovan Glocko. He's got it. Little mid-range jumper from Glocko, 39-32. Sandpoint has the ball. Kalugin within the middle of court. Gunderson on the right side. Gunderson passing outside. Kamingana. Corner three-pointer, no good. Kamingana gets his own rebound. Dishes it to Kalugin. Ball's on the ground. Player diving on the floor for the ball. Referees are going to call this a jump ball. The score is 39-32. Manicotic's possession. They will take the ball right here. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the third quarter. Number 15, Scott Tugatuk, checking in for the Lynx here. So, looks like one of the players took a little spill there in the middle of the court, so they're wiping up some sweat there on the court, trying to keep all the players safe. Officials out there with a towel right now. Number zero for the Lynx, Dalen Black, checking in as well. Two new guys on the court, Scott Tugatuk and Dalen Black for the Lynx. So score is 39-32. Manicotic Lynx possession. Officials still wiping up sweat off the court. And it looks like we're ready to start playing. Whistle has been blown. Nevaeh Glocko with the inbound to Nanolik. Nanolik back to Glocko. Glocko driving to the left. He's going to pass to one, Donovan Glocko. Back to Nanolik. Nanolik has the ball. Dalen Black, three-point attempt. No good. Rebound by Scott Tugatuk. Tugatuk back out. Nanolik has the ball, driving inside. Top of the key jump shot. No good. Nanolik gets his own rebound. Nanolik out to Glocko. Number three, Glocko driving inside. No good. Rebounded by Rowdy Tripp. Tripp bringing it the other way. 39-32. Manicotic with the lead. Tripp passes to Gunderson. Gunderson passing to Biscocho. Biscocho cross-court pass to number three. Corner shot by Peter Kalugin. No good. Off the left of the ring. Manages to get his own rebound. Falling out of bounds. Passes it off the legs of Nevaeh Glocko to go out of bounds and stay a Sandpoint ball. 39-32, 2 minutes exactly left in this third quarter. Biscocho from the corner, no good. Rebound by Scott Tugatuk of Manicotic. Nevada's Loco. 3-point attempt for Matakodik. No good. Rebounded by Scott Tugatuk. Nanaluk. 3-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Rowdy Tripp. Tripp got a little trouble there. Passed it off the feet of some Matakodik players. The score is 39-32. Matakodik still leading this game. Standpoint making a bit of a comeback here. Rowdy Tripp showing some obvious discomfort going down the court here, but refusing to come out of this game. Peter Kalugin, elbow jump shot there. That's going to be two for the Eagles. 39-34. 1 minute and 20 seconds left. 3-point attempt by number one. Donovan Glocko is good. Lynx with another 3 points. 42-34. 8-point game. Viscocho bringing up the ball. He's going to pass to the right. Jump shot floater attempt there by number three. No good. Rebounded by the Lynx. Matakodik Lynx with it on their side. Scott Tugatuk from the short corner. No good. And there's going to be a foul called on the ground. Looks like it was a Matakodik player shoving off there. So it's going to be a standpoint ball under the Matakodik hoop. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Score is 42-34. Matakodik Lynx with an 8-point lead here. Number three, Capo Kamingana, bringing it up for the Eagles. Number four, Viscocho launches a three. It's good. Ryu Viscocho closing the gap for the Eagles here. 46-37. Lynx with the ball. 40 seconds remain. Lynx passing the ball around, trying to get a shot off. 30 seconds left. Nevaeh Glocko with the ball. Glocko driving right. He's going to pass to Donovan Glocko. Donovan Glocko, deep three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Gunderson. Eagles taking it the other way. Kamingana with the ball. Passes it to Rowdy Tripp. 18 seconds. Tripp looking for a teammate. They've got Kalugin down low. Kalugin goes up. Blocked by the Lynx. And it looks like a loose ball. A few players jumping for it. And that's going to be called a jump ball by the officials. Standpoint will take possession here. Gunderson inbounding for the Eagles. 9 seconds left. Gunderson has the ball in the corner. Dribbling out. Looking for Viscocho. Viscocho pump fake driving inside. And a Viscocho fouled on the ground on his way to the hoop. Had the layup there, but it's not going to count. Foul is called before the layup. So number five for the Lynx, Randon Whitley, is out of the game. He just fouled out with 5 fouls. Oh. Looks like a bit of confusion here. They were putting the wrong